Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Can't wait for the tea from this morning. Melissa from Inglewood, up to no good, just texted in. Guys, I'm freaking out. I'm so scared. Did I miss the Bird Box update?
I love that.
The answer is no.
And also, if you did, you can always go to radio.com, download the app, and you can listen to the Bird Box update anytime, anywhere.
A podcast is up there. Just search AMP Morning Show, and it will pop up for you. But did Mr. Caja de Pajaros pop up last night in Chelsea's life?
Did Mr. Bird Box pop up in Chelsea's life?
This is a radio novela. For those of you that have not tuned in, this is episode number 4, which is amazing. And the novela is named Chelsea. Y Mr. Caja de Pájaros.
Chelsea and Mr. Bird Box.
Started as a blind date. Mm-hmm. Turned into 3 dates. Some kissing mishaps there. But last night, and actually yesterday around this time, Chelsea was like, yo, my girls are bailing on me. I thought we're all going to hang out. But all of a sudden, booty calls are popping up for them. And they're leaving me. Should I reach out to Bird Box? He didn't specifically say let's hang out on Valentine's, but he wanted to hang out this week at some point. This is my only night that I'm available. And you encouraged her. Chelsea, take your life and your love life by the reins and just text the dude. Mm-hmm. And she did.
I did.
Chelsea, read that text you sent. Mr. Caja de Pajaros.
Yeah, I want to see like how, because I know you were passing, but I'm like, hey, what's up? I mean, you know, if you're not busy. Oh, what day is it?
Because it's awkward too. It's like we just started kind of talking and like it's Valentine's Day, so I didn't want to make a big deal about it. I wanted to make it very casual, like a bit like a casual drive-by, you know. So,
you didn't start off with "Are we official?"
It sounds like an assassination. No, I just wanted to drive by. Yes. All right. So, first text that you sent him was.
So I said, "This is during the show yesterday. I think I'm going to be in your area later tonight.
Good move.
Meeting some friends for happy hour. Let me know if you're around, and maybe we can meet up.
Maybe.
Did he respond to that? Yes or no?
Yes.
How soon after you sent that text did he respond?
Approximately 3 minutes later.
Jeez! Oh! This guy was way free.
Yo, he wanted a text right after he got the text. He's like, I don't want him to make it seem like I'm thirsty.
Well, also, he's afraid that Chelsea won't write back for 4 days because that's what she does. I'm right here.
How did he respond to that?
He wrote, I'm around! Exclamation point.
Wow, he's excited.
Let me know when we can meet up! Exclamation point. Also, are you free Saturday or Sunday evening to do something?
Oh, my God!
Jeez. I like this guy. He said yes to your request and then threw another request.
Which goes back to it being so true, Brian. He's like, yo, she's probably not going to get back to me for 4 days. Let me plan out the rest of the month
right now.
I've got
9 open days coming up. I'd like to pencil you in for all of them.
Here's my Outlook calendar. Fill in. Okay. So, he accepted. Mm-hmm. Avi, what did you guys do?
So, it was interesting because we're kind of trying to, you know, plan it all out. And it's Valentine's Day. So I appreciate it because he took sort of like the lead and started calling a bunch of places. Oh, well, first off, he was like, do you want to do dinner? So he brought up dinner because I was just like, we can just meet up for like, you know, a drink or something.
Yeah, or whatever.
I don't know.
Like, let's not be serious.
Yeah.
Just in your area, like your apartment, but whatever.
But he was like, are you meeting your friends for dinner? Like, do you want to do dinner? And I'm like, okay, sure. Like, yeah, let's do it. A couple of appetizers. I was kind of trying to downplay it.
Doesn't have to be dinner. Could just be snacks, too.
And he took the lead and called a bunch of places to try to make reservations. And he called me and he was like, hey, he's like, so it might be tough getting a reservation. Obviously, it's Valentine's Day, you know? And he came up with this idea and I thought it was actually really interesting. He goes, what if we were to meet at Century City Mall? Because there's like Eataly there and it's a really nice mall, but like at least then there's options so we can kind of like walk around. Because that's the thing is like we didn't know if we'd be able to get a reservation anywhere at any restaurant.
And there's nothing more romantic than the food court at the mall.
Right.
I mean, it is a really nice food court.
You could have gotten reservations at Barney's Beanery.
So, take us to the part that everybody wants to hear. How did the date end? You guys eat, at Century City Mall because people are late to work right now. Kids are not going into school. Sorry, let's get to that part.
Yeah, went really well. Same thing. I feel like I like him. He reminds me of home. I feel like the conversation. Well, no, but I'm saying in a way, it's a good thing.
Like your parents?
The home that you left.
Like, well, he's from the Midwest, so it's a very like, you know, good conversations. And at the end of the date, I actually was going to go meet. So I did also a Galentine's Day thing. I made plans with a friend as well to have like end the night with a little nightcap, some wine and dessert. And so I end up leaving. And he walked me in my car, and there was a kiss.
Whoa! Was it okay or okay?
It was okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't okay.
Yeah.
It was okay.
So it was. I'd say it was okay.
Again?
That's a step up, guys. Come on.
Can you step it up to a grrr,
I mean, at least? We'll see. We're supposed to hang out this weekend, so we'll see.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.